From the CBS Chicago Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. Chicago police are looking for two men caught on camera violently attacking a person in Bucktown. The video, which is difficult to watch, shows the moment a pair of robbers attack a 33-year-old man yesterday in an alley near Damon and Dickens. Police are still looking for the attackers who threw the victim into a chain-link fence and knocked him to the ground before running off with his backpack and his cell phone. And this morning, two Chicago universities are warning their students about armed robberies on campus, and they're also ramping up security. Loyola University said three students were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning near Rosemont and Kenmore. Four robbers stole their phones and their wallets, and then they got away in a gray car. And five students at DePaul University were robbed at gunpoint over the weekend. One person was hit in the head with a gun. And robberies have been reported at DePaul the last three weekends. In response, last night, we received an email from DePaul's president outlining safety measures on campus, including campus police being able to remove anyone who does not have a school ID or is an invited guest. Extra security officers will be on campus, and overhead lighting will also be upgraded. And it is day five on the picket line for local auto workers as employees in Bolingbrook and Naperville join thousands of striking union members across the country demanding higher wages. President Biden plans to visit Detroit later today, and former President Donald Trump is expected in Michigan tomorrow. Your forecast today, we're under a weather alert, a threat of heavy rain and strong storms with isolated heavy downpours. It's also going to be cooler with a high around 70 degrees. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.